Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. So also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, the church commemorates the prophet Ezekiel. This odd prophet wrote an admittedly odd book. The contents were scandalous, though not for the reason most people expect. It was scandalous because in the first three chapters of the book, Ezekiel describes something man cannot see. He describes a vision of God. It was so scandalous, in fact, that rabbis have, throughout history, attempted to even get the book dropped from the Bible. In past tradition, you weren't allowed to read or expound on this book unless you had received a certain amount of training and reached a certain age of maturity, because you could not understand this vision that Ezekiel sees of God. It's fascinating, in fact, to read this opening vision Ezekiel saw. You can recognize as you read it Ezekiel's terror, right? God had warned Moses, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And yet, clearly, Ezekiel is here in the first three chapters seeing a vision of God. And so he tries to hedge what he's seeing with hypothetical language. He says, "And above the expanse over their heads," that is the heads of the cherubim, "there was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like sapphire, and seated above the likeness of the throne was a likeness with a human appearance." Likenesses and appearances. He's terrified not only because he sees the cherubim, winged creatures with four faces, covered in eyeballs, followed around by spirits that are described as wheels within wheels, just bizarre when you think about it, but because he sees the likeness of the appearance of something that might in fact be the God of Sabaoth, the God of hosts, sitting upon the firmament. In the end, God appoints Ezekiel to be a watchman for Israel, to preach to the people of Israel, whether they hear or whether they refuse to hear. And in so doing, the hand of the Lord was heavy upon him, Ezekiel says, and he went after receiving this commission, and he sat down in bitterness of spirit, overwhelmed, 7 days among the exiles in Babylon. As we look at the call of most of the prophets, it seems that most of them experience some sort of terrifying vision. Isaiah sees a vision and he's afraid because he's a sinful man. Moses sees a bush that will not burn up, and so on. So it is also today in our gospel reading, as our Lord calls his first apostles, his first disciples, to serve in this role. They also are terrified. After the miraculous catch of fish, St. Peter falls before the knees of the Lord. So he's falling down in the bottom of the boat at the knees of Jesus and says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter, the great preacher of Pentecost, who stood up and 3,000 people were converted. He's fearful and frightened. Not simply because he's in the presence of somebody who's not simply a man, but God in human flesh. He had known Jesus as a master, someone who did some great things, healed his mother-in-law and so on. But now Peter confesses who Jesus is. O Lord, depart from me. Have we lost this fear and awe of God's word and his presence? Pastors, when you approach God's word to preach it to his people, do you do so with a bit of fear and trembling? Or like a hireling, do you just find a theme that works and throw something down on the page? That's good enough. Does the realization that you stand in the place of Christ and speak to his people cause you to say, "How can I do this, O Lord, for I am a sinful man?" Do you sense at least some of Ezekiel's fear, some of Ezekiel's burden? Do you sense the terror of Isaiah and that you have the word of God to speak? Or do you hardly give it a second thought? You who hear the word of God, you who listen, do you hear it for what it is? God commanded Ezekiel to preach, whether the people hear or refuse to hear. What about you? Will you hear or will you refuse to hear? The word of God preached to you here in this place every day is the word spoken from eternity, the word that gives life and also sends eternal suffering and damnation. It is the word who is grace and mercy and peace, and it is also the word of the one who is an all-consuming fire, who is a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Do you hear that word, or do you just kind of let it rattle around in your head for 15 minutes so you can knock off of work? Dear people of God, this word is no ordinary word. This is, in fact, the word that took on the appearance of the likeness of something that might have been a man for Ezekiel to see. He sat enthroned between the cherubim upon the firmament of heaven. Isaiah sees him high and lifted up. Moses sees a vision of him in a burning bush. This word took on flesh for a time and hid his glory, humbled himself, and walked the earth and taught God's people. He did things like getting into boats, sitting down and preaching to the people from them. He performed miracles, and even though the people told him in fear to depart, begged him to depart, this word of God refused. Jesus refused to leave Peter there in his sin, refused to leave Peter there laying on the bottom of the boat, because he did not come into this world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him, through what he did and through what he preached. Dear people of God, he refuses to depart from among us also. He comes among us yet again today, teaching and preaching his word. He uses unworthy servants. He used Ezekiel, whose first call left him bitter and angry and overwhelmed among the exiles. He used Peter to proclaim his gospel at Pentecost. Even after Peter begged him to depart, even after Peter abandoned him, he still used this apostle to proclaim his gospel. And so also this word uses unworthy, fearful, maybe even terrified pastors to preach his word today. And through them he preaches this word to unworthy sinners. Indeed, to you. To you who struggle to hear. To you who at times struggle to listen. He scatters his seed everywhere he can. Or, in the language of the miracle from our text today, he lets down the nets at even the most inopportune times, when you're the most tired, ready to fall asleep, whatever it might be, he still lets down his nets of the gospel, that he might gather his people into the boat of his church, where they gather in his presence to hear and receive yet again his word. Even when they struggle to listen, even when they struggle to hear, even when they struggle with doubt and despair. Dear people of God, do not be afraid. He indeed made the disciples into fishers of men, and the church continues catching fish even to this very day. The gospel has been let down. Know your Savior. Rest secure in the holds of this ark, in the holds of this boat, his very church. In the name of Jesus.